Welcome to The Secrets of Success. By following the proven techniques of the guests who appear on this series, you'll learn that even successful people run into detours and failures, and how you can apply their success techniques to change your life.
You're now listening to the most unique show on radio, the show dedicated to making you a success. If you want success, just follow your soul and listen to the advice of our guest, Zoe. Zoe, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much. It's great being here.
Now, Zoe, you are the author of a book called Mastering the Art of Success, and you wrote this book with a gentleman named Jack Canfield. Now, I think we know him. Isn't he the guy who, he's the best-selling author of Chicken Soup for the Soul? He's written The Success Principles, and he's also known for the movie The Secret. What was it like working with someone like this?
Well, it was such an honor to work with him. I still can't believe up to this day that I actually wrote a book with him. So this was really a dream come true for me, because when I saw the movie The Secret, and when it came out in 2006, 2007, Jack Canfield was the person that really stood out for me, and I felt the most connected to. So what I did back then was putting a picture on Jack on my vision board, saying that I want to work with this man someday. And now I'm here. So this really proves that the law of attraction works.
Wow. And, so you actually put, before you worked with him, you put the picture on the vision board, and you actually got to work with him. All right. So you're living proof of exactly what you're going to be telling us today, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Now, in the book, the chapter that you deal with, you talk about follow your soul's blueprint to success. Can you explain what the soul's blueprint is and why it's important, you know, in achieving the concept of success?
Yeah, the way I see it, everybody is born for a specific reason, and we all have a purpose, of course, in our lives. And we have certain missions to complete and experiences that we're here to live, and of course, many challenges as well in many different areas. So, and everything in our lives assists us to grow. And all of these challenges and missions and experiences, they create what I call a blueprint, your soul's blueprint, your soul's purpose. So this is actually more like a map that you are born with that can guide you to the best, to get the best out of your lifetime. So it's like an individual how-to manual, if you would like to call it that, of your life. So this is a more spiritual way of seeing success. So because when you really follow that blueprint, you will automatically become successful.
You know, we love things like that because it simplifies it for all of us, and the simpler we can make it and understand it, all the better. Now, your concepts are particularly, you write about be an attractive magnet and soul vibration marketing. Can you explain what this is and how this works?
Yeah, be an attractive magnet is a more powerful way of working with the law of attraction. As the law of attraction states, of course, you know that, but like attracts like. And so it's the energy that you emanate that will attract things and people and circumstances in your life. And therefore, your job is to create a strong energy signal of what you would like to manifest and send out that signal to life. And what these energy techniques does is that they enhance the energy signal that you would like to send out. So I have several guided meditations to help you to really go into deep in the energy techniques. For example, you can create like a swirl inside your body. You can create this tornado of your energy and pumping up the volume of your energy. And this is so effective. It really, really works.
Hey, well, you already told us it worked for you. You put up Jack Canfield's picture on your vision board. So if you can do that, and if, you know, and you're kind enough to tell us that it actually worked in your life, hey, I think we better follow you because you have the blueprint for success and you know how to do it. Now, a lot of people, I guess, one of the things, let's face it, we go to school, we pay bills, et cetera, and we'd like to make more money and maybe meet that right person in our life. How would you tie that in with the being an attractive magnet and working with the soul vibration? How does a person do that to bring more money into their life? And we're not saying they have to be billion millionaires or anything, but just pay the bills and, you know, kind of be at mm-hmm. a happy state and maybe also meet that special person.
Yeah. The most simple example is actually talking about money. So if you want to attract more money in your life, first you have to do, if you follow my recipe, you find the energy of money, you find that specific frequency of money. And you can do that by getting to a state of excitement and joy and total happiness, because the frequency of money is a very high pitch frequency. It's just like, exaltation, if you want to call it like that, compared to the lower frequencies of sadness and anger and sorrow, for example. And so first you find the frequency of money, and then you place that. You can use one of the energy techniques. For example, you can place that energy inside your body and you expand that frequency to your whole body. Of course, I guide these different meditations, but that's the way I do it. And then you can turn up the volume again of that frequency so that your whole body, all your cells and your whole body is filled with this frequency of money. And you turn up the volume so that you will pumping out, you're sending out a super strong signal of money. So that's the simple explanation of this. And it really works. It really works. I've done this so many times and my students as well.
Again, it sounds like you are very much into it. And if you say it works, mm-hmm. we want to try it, because if it's working for you, hey, you're the expert on it and you're working with the world's greatest success people. Now, how about in business in general, by using these techniques? Let's just say someone is an accountant. They're a salesman for a company. Can they use them in that venue?
For the company that they're working in, their own company?
It could be their own company. They may be a teacher, in their profession, whatever their life profession is. Do these techniques overlap? Can we use them there?
The way I teach them is that you really get results for yourself first. Of course, you can try to attract money to another business or whatever. You always can create something better and more, but it's based on creating results for yourself. So that's the basics of it. So of course, you can really achieve anything if it is in alignment with your purpose in life. That's the way I see it. That's like the basics of it.
Now,
so yes, you can really achieve anything.
Now, Zoe would like to mention to our audience, in case someone's just tuning in, our guest today is simply Zoe, just one name, and her book is Mastering the Art of Success. It's written with Jack Canfield, and if you've heard the first part of the show, she was telling us about that experience working with Jack. It's different stories and people's points of view on success, and of course, Zoe's also is in there. And Zoe, could you tell us where the book is available and if there's a website where we can find out more?
Yeah, it's available on Amazon, of course, and on my website as well if you want to get the ebook. It's zoeland.org. So zoeland.org. It's zoeland.org.
So your name just with land and .org.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll ask you that again throughout the show, because sometime our listeners mm-hmm. are driving or they may not have the opportunity to write it down. They may want to get it later on in the show. And as mm-hmm. we always tell our listeners, if you want success, you have to be active. You have to get out there and do something.
Yes,
and
really, you have to be active.
If you're out there looking for success, Zoe's book has a lot of good tips in there, and it's working for her. You hear how excited she is about it. Give it a chance.
Yeah.
See if it works for you. And if it does, you're going to be very happy. You're going to be very rich, and you'll be on the show, and then you'll be telling us your secrets and giving Zoe credit.
Yeah.
Now, Zoe, in one of the things I think Jack Canfield said, and he was referring to your concepts, he said, this is what was missing in The Secret. And for those who don't know, The Secret was a book from a few years ago that came out about, I believe, the law of attraction. So what did he mean when he said that this is what's missing?
Well, my concepts, be an attractive magnet and soul vibration marketing, they are deeper and more sophisticated and more powerful ways of working with the law of attraction. For example, people often talk about, the power of thought, and that your thoughts really create your reality. But in my teachings, I share how to use your whole body, your whole energy field to create your preferred reality. So that's one thing. And also, it's important to understand that it's not only your energy that you consciously work with that will create your reality, but also your unconscious signal as well. So, for example, if you have limiting beliefs of yourself and the reality, your shadows, you will not create the results that you want to. And so one big part in my teachings is that you can clear your blocks. You have to clear your blocks so you can send out this super strong, pure signal, this clean signal of what you would like to manifest, and nothing like, oh, I'm not worthy of this. And so that may be an underlying belief saying that you're not worth anything. And then it's really difficult to attract success. And as I mentioned before, you have to be in alignment with your soul's purpose. That's also one of the basics in my teaching. So it's a more deeper way of looking at the law of attraction.
I can tell you, a lot of times I just people watch, and it's a common term, but you look at them and I'll see them going into a courthouse or into a business building. And of course, I don't know their past or their future, but some people just look like winners. And I imagine some of those people are following your book, Mastering the Art of Success, because they just have an attitude. And you feel, you know, if you were going to work with someone or for someone, you'd say, I'd like to work with that man or that woman. Others, you see them. And like you say, the body language just gives away. They're not the winning entity. They're more the loser. And hopefully life is good. But I don't think they're properly aligned. And I'd like you to talk about that a little more, too. Is that getting everything in life kind of in the right line? Is that what you mean?
I mean, you're in alignment with your higher purpose. Because, as I said, you have your blueprint. You have a mission while you're here. You have your you signed up for certain soul contracts. I call them soul contracts. You're here for a reason. So if you are in alignment with what you're here for, in this lifetime. So this is a more spiritual way of seeing this, of course. And some people can really connect with that, and some people can. So, but that's what I mean when you're acting in alignment with who you are. And that's it's not really complicated. It's just being who you are and not conforming to the society or to other people or something like that.
Well, I guess a lot of us today, you know, our parents tell us, gee, your father was an accountant, your grandfather was an accountant, you should be an accountant. And, you know, we think we should, or a doctor or a teacher. And I guess sometimes that's not for us, but it seems like a good job or a good opportunity. And, you know, I guess that gets us out of alignment. Is that the idea?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But there's so many things out there that disalign us. You're getting out of your purpose, your map. You're totally sort of lost, actually, and because of other people around you. And
And when we do, I think life is so easy. Am I right?
Yeah, it's so easy if we really listen to our own individual path that is absolutely right for me. And it might not be right for our parents or our friends or other people around you or the society, but it's right for you. And that's when I got successful, when I really followed my heart and got into this. And yeah.
Now, Zoe, you write in the book, you say you can create your energy brand by finding your soul's vibration. How do you, let's say you're working with somebody and a young woman comes up to you and said, how do I find my soul's vibration? I really haven't heard that term till you used it. So can you give us kind of an overview how you'd work with that person and help them?
Yeah, of course. The first step to find your soul's vibration, it can be very easy done by connecting with your heart. So what I teach is the heart meditation. And if people want to get a recording of the heart meditation, they just sign up for my newsletter on my website there. And so you get very deep into your heart, because the soul is connected to your heart. That's the part of your body that you can really connect to your soul. And your soul, as I said, contains your purpose, your mission. So if you're connected to yourself, it's very easy for you to stay in alignment with your purpose. So to go really deep into your heart and feel your energy, your unique energy in your heart, that's the way of getting in contact with your soul's vibration.
And, do we need someone, though?
I think,
I'm sorry to interrupt. I was going to say, do we need someone like yourself, though, to see it? Sometime are we too close that we can see our own vibrations and you know, what's in our heart? Do we need an outside person who can kind of observe that and find it for us?
No, it's your job to find it. So the only thing I do, that's most what I do these days, actually, is to guide people to just go within. That's the normal spiritual teachings that every spiritual teacher is talking about, is to go within, right?
Correct.
So that's what it's all about. So I can't do it for you. But of course, I can guide people. That's what I do. I guide people to go inwards. And I do that all the time now. I've been doing this for many years. And the last like 2-3 years, that's the almost only the thing I do. I constantly are talking about going within and teaching the heart meditation.
Zoe, it makes a lot of sense. And we want to find out more how to master the art of success. At this point in the show, we like to remind our listeners that you're listening to The Secrets of Success. My name is Bill Horan. The show is produced at the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. We'll be right back after this brief intermission.
This portion of programming on WHPC is brought to you on behalf of the Nassau County Bar Association, helping both the public and lawyers since 1899. They are the largest suburban bar association in the country. The Nassau County Bar Association offers clinics where you can meet privately with an attorney to prevent or solve legal problems involving Hurricane Sandy, foreclosure, wills, or elder law. Speakers on almost any legal topic are also available to schools or community groups. They can also help lawyers advance their legal careers and offer a place to network. Learn more about the Nassau County Bar Association by calling 516-747-4070 or visit nassaubar.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Secrets of Success. I'm your host, Bill Horan, and today our guest is Zoe, author of Mastering the Art of Success. Zoe, in your book, you write that walking on your soul's true path will automatically give you a successful life, because you're following what you came here to achieve. How do we know that we're on the right path? I mean, we might be working hard as an accountant, a doctor, a teacher, or anything else. How do we know that's the right path?
Yeah, when you are on the right path, you feel a high level of excitement. And most things in life come with ease and with no major obstacles. Of course, you will be challenged, because that's a part of life and that's how we grow. And but the overall feeling is a feeling of joy and passion. So that's the key to knowing if you're on the right path or not.
Now, when someone comes up to you, there's so many purposes in life that we could have. It might be something like a man or woman is a good dancer, but sometimes we don't think that's a profession we should go into, or a life work. Someone might say, you know, work for the local state authority, or get a job as an accountant, or a mechanic, or technical work. How do they know that they're finding this purpose, and how do they go about finding it? Is it a lot of deep thought, or is it just try and either fail, or what do they do?
Yeah, sometimes I say to people, like, okay, just take a step and see what happens, and then you are always connected within and feel into your body, okay, does it feel good, or doesn't really feel that good? And so, because sometimes you're not really sure if that's the right profession to fall. So you can just try and see what happens, and be in tune with yourself, and just, you know, feel within yourself and draw the conclusion from that. So
now, Zoe, you mentioned, and I'll take a quote from your book, you emanate a strong signal of your soul's vibration to attract the right people, clients, customers, circumstances, and colleagues to your business. How do you do this in your life?
Yeah, it's. I've been talking about this a lot, but the trick is to always be connected to your heart. I'm getting a little bit annoying here, but that's the basics of it. And because you feel your soul, as I said, the strongest in your heart, and then you enhance your unique signal by one of the energy techniques that I teach. And you can turn up the volume of your soul's vibration. So then you emanate a strong signal of your soul's vibration. So that's how you do this. And you will attract the exact right people, because then you are sending out a signal of who you are and who you are aligned with will come to you. So this is really direct marketing, but on an energy level. So you can reach your clients with your own unique energy, and they know that, oh, I should go to this person. I mean, there are several different, as you said, accountants or like yoga teachers out there, but you have a specific, like a favorite yoga teacher. And it's because of, the chemistry, or you really feel good when you go to that person. So if you have a business yourself, you want to emanate this strong signal of your soul's vibration for people to really find you. It will be much easier for them to feel you, because everything is energy, right?
Exactly. And yeah. I, just as you say, I found that the people who exude that energy, we all want to be around, even if they're in a different field, even if it's my dentist or the local plumber or gas station attendant. There's something about them that it does bring you to them. And they seem to enjoy what they're doing. As you say, they're aligned and they're, doing the right work. And Zoe, I want to let our audience once again know, in case they didn't catch it in the first part of the show, Zoe's book is Mastering the Art of Success. Her name is Zoe, simply Zoe. And Zoe, would you tell us where the book is available and if there's a website where we can find out more?
Yes, it's available on Amazon, and you can find it also on my website. It's zoeland.org. It's zoeland.org.
So Zoeland, zoeland.org.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah,
and again, to our audience, once again, we'll give you that simply by the end of the show if you didn't get it. So if you didn't, give yourself a chance. Look into this. See if it works for you. It's worked for Zoe. She already told you how she used her vision board and got to do the Book of Her Dreams with Jack Canfield. And it seems to be working for a lot of her clients. It could work for you. And if you're not happy with the way things are now, let's start changing things today.
Mm-hmm.
You say there's no competition for soul vibration marketing. Now, we think of this almost competition for everything somewhere. How can it be that there's no competition for that?
Well, what I mean is that there's no competition, like in general, in business, not just with my concept. It's the way I see it, there's no competition in life. That's a concept that we totally misunderstood, that there are competition, that it really exists. But the reason why competition doesn't exist in business and in life in general is the uniqueness of you. And your soul is unique, and it can't compete with other souls. It's just not possible. It's like if you see the soul as an energy bubble, you have your soul and your energy bubble, and I have my soul and my energy bubble, and they can't, I can't take your place. I cannot hijack your soul, so to speak. Or your fingerprint, if you want to talk about your fingerprint. I'm not even able to copy or steal your unique fingerprint. It's yours, right? So the concept of competition, it doesn't exist. Competition doesn't exist because we all have this unique place in life. We all have a unique place. So we're just collaborating. We're working side by side. Of course, we can have similar businesses and similar jobs or whatever. So it can look like we're competing with each other, but we're really not, because we're always, always walking on our individual soul's path. And yeah.
Now, Zoe, can you tell us one or two of the interesting clients you've worked with and how this changed their life, and to kind of give our audience an insight into what you do?
I mostly work with their energy field. I work with healing. So I can, for example, see if someone is having a block or something that really is blocking their success. So I can, work with that and energy level and more bringing it to up to a more conscious level so that they can work with that themselves. And so that's one way of working with this in this way. So
Now, if I'm correct, and your degree is in neuroscience, is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
So you really, I mean, when you're talking about this area, you're not just spouting some information. Not only are you interested in it, does it, and of course it works, but you've also mm-hmm. studied this, and you know from your background in education what to do and how this works and how this can help people. Why is there a reason that you feel that people are more or less disconnected from their soul today?
I think that most people, they're really distracted from the outer life. For example, internet or Facebook, Instagram, whatever. People are always outside of themselves. They're not connected to their heart, to their soul. So we're really cut off from life, actually. I would say that. It's like kind of harsh, but I think people are sort of cut off from life, from their own soul in that way, because they're always, always outside of themselves, looking at their TV or whatever they're doing. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of people that are disconnected from their soul. And, of course, the world is paying the price for that, because if people are not following their purpose, if people are not doing what they're supposed to do, I mean, the world is waiting. So...
Zoe, we're also, I guess, pressured today. We're going to school, we're raising a family, we're working maybe mm-hmm. more than one job. And if it's one job, sometimes it's a lot of hours to impress people and move up that corporate ladder. Is all this mm-hmm. stress getting in the way of what you talk about, getting in connection with your soul and finding your real purpose?
Yeah, of course. Because if you're in a stress mode, you will only focus on survival, more or less, or approval from other people or whatever. So you're not really connected to yourself on a deeper level. You're just, you know, running this rat race and hoping for survival at the end.
Unfortunately, we're all, I guess, in that rat race. And if we win, all we get to be is the big rat. So that's not saying much.
Exactly.
I think we'd much rather be enjoying life the way you are, working with the people and finding our real true purpose, because we've had numerous guests on. We've been doing the show for 30 years, and that seems to be the winning ticket for happiness in life and true success, to find our purpose. And I think you've given us a path and a way. Zoe, before we wrap up, again, I'd like to tell our audience, if you've been listening throughout the show, you know our guest today is Zoe, Z-O-E. Her book is Mastering the Art of Success. And Zoe, once again, would you give us that website and tell us where we can get the book?
Yeah, you can go to my website, and it's zoeland.org. It's Zoeland.org.
Zoeland.org, and the book is available, I guess, all over.
Yeah, you can go to Amazon, for example, to get the book.
And as we said earlier in the show, if you're a little dissatisfied and if you're listening and looking for that success in your life, give this a chance. If it works for you, it's going to be magical, and you have Zoe to thank. Zoe, thanks so much for being with us this evening. We'd like to remind our audience that you've been listening to The Secrets of Success on the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. I'm your host, Bill Horan, asking you to please join us again next week at the same time, when we'll continue our journey to success.